Michael Casey, it is a great weekend for film. Also, it's a great weekend for folks who want to check out film in person. But first, let's talk about a new film called Truman and Tennessee.
Yeah, there's actually a lot we got to get to this week. But I definitely wanted to take a moment to stop for Truman and Tennessee, an intimate conversation. We're coming to the end of Pride Month. And this is a really great documentary at this time because both Truman Capote and Tennessee Williams were gay, and that was really much informed their writing. And that's definitely what this documentary digs into. But it also finds a lot of other connections. Some of them seem kind of trivial, that they both owned bulldogs. Some of them seem very apropos. Both of them had addiction problems. Both of them changed their names at an early age and took on these personas. There's a really interesting quote, I believe it's from Tennessee Williams in the documentary, that a writer lives two lives, the creative life and the real life. And you get both of them in this documentary. And I think that what the director Lisa Vreeland is going for is that these two voices are echoes of the 20th century, two very strong voices, two very witty voices that also changed the vernacular of how we approach the spoken word, whether as far as entertainment or expression. Truman Capote was a novelist at a time when it really meant something to write a novel. Tennessee Williams was a playwright who was profoundly successful, and both of their works got adapted to the screen. And in a very interesting way, Hollywood cast all of these beautiful people to say their beautiful lines. And then because the production code needed it, they neutered the stories. And to have that, to have this kind of material and to kind of cut it off at the knees is also part of the story of the 20th century. And I'm just really fascinated by this. This whole presentation is primarily composed of archival photography and footage. But where there are gaps, Vreeland hires Jim Parsons and Zachary Quinto to mimic Capote and Williams' cadence, their speech patterns, and read from their diaries, read from their letters to each other, read from their works of art. And it really pulls the whole thing together. It creates a thread that just follows the whole thing along. And Vreelander also uses these two archival interviews. Truman Capote talks to Dick Cavett, and Tennessee Williams talks to David Frost. And the way she edits them together, you get these echoes, you get these plays off of each other. It's really stunning stuff. It will be playing for 1 week at the Landmark Mayan. I think it's a great way to close out Pride Month. Truman and Tennessee, an intimate conversation. I definitely loved it.
In addition to it being Pride Month, there's all kinds of festivals that are coming back, including the Boulder International Film Festival.
Yes, we have the Boulder International Film Festival. We have the return of in-person festivals. How great is that? And this one should be a lot of fun. This is going on all weekend long. Let's get through a couple of the basic parameters here. It will take place over four venues all weekend long. Chautauqua Auditorium, the Boulder Century 16 Theater, Boulder High School, and the Boulder High Soccer Field. And that's going to be an outdoor screening. A couple of things to note. You cannot drive to the Chautauqua Auditorium. The parking there will be extremely limited. So you're going to have to take the hop or take one of the shuttles to get there. And all of the indoor venues will have reduced seating capacity. So with that in mind, once you decide on what movie you want to see, go to biff1.com. That's biff1.com, and check on availability. Check on what's playing where. It's starting to look normal out there, but we're not quite there yet. So you definitely want to be prepared for these kind of things. And if you're not ready to go back out, no big deal. They have a virtual at home component for you. It's BIFF at Home. It's a virtual cinema. You can sign up online. Again, go to biff1.com. And that one will actually run through July 3rd. Now, some of the movies aren't available through this entire, all the way up until July 3rd. So you want to check the website. You want to check the website for pretty much everything. So we'll just leave it at that. And let's talk about some of the movies you want to see. My pick for the weekend is Summertime. It's playing tonight at 8 p.m. at the Century 16. This is the latest from Carlos Lopez Estrada. He was the director of Blindspotting, which was named as one of Barack Obama's favorite movies of 2018. So there's your recommendation there. This is a spoken word collage about one day in the life of 27 or so poets in Los Angeles. It's great. It's really fun and vibrant. And it's got that summertime vibe that's really wonderful. I actually talked to Carlos more about the movie, so we'll leave that for the interview later. And let's talk a little bit about Under the Volcano. This will be playing on Sunday. This is a music doc. Sir George Martin, who produced all the Beatle records, once they split up and he went off to go do other bands, decided to build a recording studio in Montserrat in the Caribbean. and then invited basically who's who of the recording industry of the 70s and the 80s to come on down to the Caribbean and cut a record. And they all did. And it's really quite fun. And it's really, it's got this laid back quality to it. And some of the most iconic songs you can imagine are there. Why is David Bowie on a Dire Straits song? The answer is "In Under the Volcano." That is playing, like I said, Sunday at Chautauqua. It's another great summertime theme to it. As is "Playing with Sharks," which is playing tonight, 5 p.m. at the Century 16 in Boulder. And this is a documentary about Valerie Taylor, the Australian diver who started in the 1950s as a spearfisher. And she was a pretty prominent diver who ended up working around with sharks. And then in the 50s, the common saying was the only good shark is a dead shark, because people had really no idea what sharks, what had impact they had on the ecosystem. They just saw them as menace. And so they were massively hunted. And Valerie and her husband ended up doing a lot of photography with sharks, a lot of work with sharks, to try and show the rest of the world that these were not animals that needed to be feared, that you could kind of, in some cases, train them like dogs. There's one instance where they figured out that if you kind of poke a shark with in the nose, kind of like with this cane kind of thing, not hurt it, you just kind of prod it, but you can kind of hurt them. And it's really interesting. And also, there was in the 1950s, there was just this massive plethora of sharks that do not exist anymore because they all are going extinct. And so a lot of the documentary has to do with Valerie's conservation efforts about raising awareness about sharks, trying to get them protected as endangered species. They do work on a couple of movies. They work on Blue Water, White Death, which was very popular at this time. And they also worked on Jaws, which probably harmed their cause more than it helped it. Valerie is a fascinating subject, and the cinematography here, the underwater cinematography, is great. You definitely want to see this one up on the big screen. And again, that's on Friday. If you want to see something that's a little more close to home, I got a couple of local movies here that I have not seen, but I'm very excited to check out. To Which We Belong is also playing tonight at 7:30 at Boulder High. This is from local director Pamela Tanner Bowl. It's about farming. It's about farming and agriculture, and about how the industrial farming complex may be really putting us, backing us into a corner, and how we might be able to reverse that trend and make agriculture more sustainable. That is playing tonight at 7:30 at Boulder High School. There's also a trio of homegrown shorts. This is a doc program that will be playing Saturday, 10 a.m. in the morning at Boulder High School. One of them is called The Silence of Quarantine. This is about two elderly African-American women living in Boulder County during last year's quarantine pandemic. Welcome Strangers, which is set down in Denver. This has to do with rescuing released ICE immigrants and giving them homes and shelters and listening to their stories. And then there's the incredible Lamont, our local magician here, Lamont Ream, and his second act basically as a live-in caregiver for one of his relatives. And all the filmmakers will be present for the screening, including Lamont Ream, who will perform some magic. So if that doesn't sweeten the deal, I don't know what will. BIFF is running all weekend long. There are 40 or so narratives, documentaries, shorts, features to check out. Lots of good stuff. Go to biff1.com and learn more.
Well, Michael Casey, for more information about you and about your reviews, where can people go?
You're going to want to go to michaeljcinema.com, because we just cruised through a lot of that information. And they got a lot more up there. If you're looking for more information about the movies that we just discussed, you can also go to boulderweekly.com. If you want to pick up the paper, it is free around the county. When you're going on into a movie theater, grab one. You've got some more recommendations in there. Or just go to the website, boulderweekly.com, online worldwide.